Good afternoon. Supreme Court Judge Pablo Llarena yesterday asked the Civil Guard to complete a report about those responsible for organising the strategy used to attempt to achieve Catalan independence. The judge is looking for evidence of collaboration between various political parties. He's also investigating the same sort of activity by pro-independence cultural groups. The suspected collaboration would have taken place in the lead-up to the independence referendum held on October the 1st. If evidence is uncovered, it could lead to more people facing criminal charges. Meanwhile, the latest opinion poll published in the La Vanguardia newspaper predicts that pro-separatist parties will fall just short of a majority, winning 66 or 67 seats in the 135-seat regional assembly. A man who was swept out to sea off Mallorca remained missing yesterday as Storm Anna made its way across the Iberian Peninsula, bringing strong winds and rain that disrupted transport. 50 flights were cancelled across the country. At Barcelona's El Prat airport, 21 scheduled flights were grounded, and there were also cancellations at Alicante, Bilbao and Santander. Galicia was one of the worst-hit regions, with over 300 cases of damage recorded, the majority resulting from fallen trees. The heaviest downpours of rain were also recorded in Galicia, where some localities witnessed over 200 litres of rainfall per square metre. A group of people injured when a train derailed between Malaga and Sevilla last week are planning to sue the department responsible. A firm of lawyers are hoping other victims will join the suit after four of the 37 people harmed in the accident are taking action against the Train Infrastructure Administration, ADIF. Lawyers claim there was a malfunction and bad performance of the train because of heavy rainfall and that ADIF had administrative responsibilities for the accident. They say the train should have either been stopped or been going very slowly due to the weather. In response, ADIF told one publication that Renfe tickets brought for the journey do include passenger insurance. And Traffico yesterday started a road control campaign for drugs and alcohol, which will continue until the 17th of December. Some 20,000 daily checks will be carried out across the country on all types of roads and at any time of the day. On the first day yesterday, and of the 92 tests carried out in just 1 hour, there was one positive test result for cocaine. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.